Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To be an older player in college football and some of the experiences you have walking into an NFL locker room.
Yeah, you know, I think not necessarily the age matter. I think just about, you know, the maturity of how you walk into a room. You know, again, you got to be able to separate yourself from, you know, having the young-minded to being an older guy. And I know being a professional walking into that building, knowing that I'm the young guy, you know, I got to learn everything. I got to learn from them, and I got to not be afraid to ask questions. And that's something I'm looking forward to.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, Ray. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.
Can you take us through the Florida game from last year? I think you went 280 yards, three touchdowns. Just what went into that performance?
Yeah, you know, throughout the week, I knew how big the rivalry was between Kentucky and Florida. That's something Coach Stoops had really just tried to instill in us just in the program and everything that goes on within that rivalry. So it was about just going there and dominating. Trying to be a focal point in our offense to try to get us to win games and even get us to win that game. So realistically, it was my teammates. My teammates helped me out tremendously throughout the week preparing, from scout team guys to just my O-line, my quarterbacks, and my OC. And it was about going out there and executing the plan we put together.
And you endured some challenges, it says here, during your childhood. Can you take us through that and how you were able to make it through that and how that made you perhaps more resilient as you got through that?
Sure. You know, I grew up in the foster care system in San Francisco for 8 years, and I had to become a man at 12. So I think just having to adapt to my situation and my environment and understand that I have to raise myself, and not only my decisions affected me, but it affected others. So I just knew right then and there, man, it was about just staying focused, trying to continue to just survive. And that was the biggest thing I lived by, was just surviving and surviving. And I think that's what made me the man I am today, just based off of the things I went through. And I knew the things I was going to face and trials and tribulations. So, you know, I always try to attack my issues. I never try to run away.
All right. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Ray. This is Catherine from the Buffalo News. Congratulations. Just wanted to ask, I know they've used you as a pass catcher too.
I think
it broke up for a second. I know they've used you as a receiver too. Can you tell us just some about having like a versatile skill set, what it was like being used in multiple facets of the game?
Yeah, I think that was something I really wanted to prove to scouts, prove to the NFL that I am a guy who's very versatile, that, you know, I'm a three down back who can protect, who can run, but also be a very valuable asset in the pass game. And my goal is always to have that defensive coordinator not know how to prepare for me. Again, whether that's trying to put a linebacker on me, put a free safety on me, just understanding that when he's in the game, he's a three down threat. He can run, he can catch. So what can we do, or what defense can we throw at him to try to get him off his game? And that's always a good thing that's always a bad problem to have as a DC, but always a good problem to have as an OC.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ray Davis, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports Cincinnati. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, man, you said it at the combine. You're a low center of gravity back that could do it all. So what do you think is your best attribute that you would bring to this Bills offense?
You know, just my IQ of the game, being able to, again, read the defense pre-snap, post-snap, understanding, you know, fronts, understanding techniques, just sitting there and really studying the game, studying the tape, and then trying to apply that to practice and apply that to the field. But, you know, I think that's something I can bring, but also just being able to be a very open-minded guy who wants to be knowledgeable in every facet of the game and not just playing running back. You know, that was something I always think about. I always wanted to be the quarterback or the running back. Understand why we make checks. I want to understand why we do certain things, and just to know why, you know, why we call certain plays, and just understanding the facet of the game.
Absolutely, man. And last player the Bills drafted from Kentucky was pretty good. How did you keep that going?
Just coming there and just trying to be Ray Davis each and every day, earn my respect, earn the respect of my peers, my coaches, and just go out there and play my game.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations, and see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Ray, it's Tyler going to go along. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, we talked to one scout. He said that you run hard as bleep and you're an effing load. So how do you describe your running style?
Yeah, you know, I try to mix it up as much as I can. You know, a lot of people classify me as a downhill runner, but I think I'm very good lateral and going downhill and being able to just show that in my game, being able to have lateral quickness, be able to also go downhill, be able to set up safeties, make them miss. So just trying to be an overall good athlete. And I think you see that in James Cook. That's a guy who can do a lot of good things. And I'm excited to be able to learn from him, but also to be able to bring my talent and my assets to with him also.
Hey, John, go ahead if you have a question. Acosta.
Hey, Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Buffalo. So my question for you is, it says here that you're believed to be the only player in NCAA history with 1,000 rushing yards at three different schools. How does that speak maybe to your ability to adapt to different environments? And in your mind, what was the key to having the success at all of those different stops?
Yeah, you know, being able to adapt to those environments really just came from the guys that I've been with. Every program, it took me with open arms, but they were also able to just kind of really just leave a mark on me. And that's what something I always knew when I had to go to another program was I wanted to have an open mind. I wanted to have an open heart. I wanted to understand that if I'm going to fit in someone's culture, I have to be willing to, you know, let them in and understand the type of person I am and type of player. And, you know, I think that's what just – I was able to play free. Coaches were able to trust me. My teammates were able to trust me because I was able to just be myself and play ball.
How do you think those experiences can maybe translate now to you coming to Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, I think it just shows, again, you know, being able to be versatile, picking up a playbook, being able to go out there and run a lot of different schemes, a lot of different offenses, but at the same time, just being able to – a guy who wants to be able to learn and figure out ways to get better, not only just doing it my way, but also learning how to do things other ways and adapting to just adversity. Again, when you have to learn a new playbook, you got to start from, you know – page one to the last page, and just being able to have to really lock in and trust the people around me to help me get to where I need to go.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Those are all the questions we have. Appreciate the time, Ray, and congrats again.
Thank you again. So appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.